It's my victimized, hurt, suffering, pained, rejected, abused, betrayed, abandoned self that has the power to point the accusing finger, as the section goes on to say, that says, "Behold me, brother, at your hand I die. I will gladly suffer. I will gladly be a weak, sniveling little nothing, even unto my death. But I will point that accusing finger at you that says, you did this to me. And God will see that. Look at the power that gives me. Not only am I condemning you to hell, but I'm fooling God. Because the third law of chaos in chapter 23 says that God will believe his son. That's the power we have. We could even fool God. The whole Bible is all about the power that we have to deceive God. And God falls for it hook, line, and sinker. What does God do in the Bible? He sees our sin. All right, he has a fit. All right, he kills. He destroys. All right, he sends his only son, whom he supposedly loves, to get slaughtered. I mean, the whole thing is bizarre. It's insane. Makes a wonderful story. It's a wonderful story. But it's a story. It's a story of the ego. But that's a God who has been rendered weak and impotent because he believes the lies we tell him. The third law of chaos again says that the son tells the father he sinned, that the son is a sinner, and now God has to respond. And we know how God responds. Right? And after that, Jesus describes in that same law that then atonement becomes vengeance. Real atonement becomes a myth, and now it becomes vengeance. All because we told God, we dictated to God what he should believe, and God believed us. I mean, that's the power that we all have. And even as we live in bodies that are inherently weak and vulnerable, and they all die, the power that gives us. Because now God has a heaven and a hell. And we told him not only that there should be a heaven and hell, but we tell him in our wisdom who should go there, who should go where. I mean, it's insane. All right, but that's the brilliance of the ego thought system. God is not the tyrant, we're the tyrant. But the we ends up as being the decision maker in our mind. That's the real tyrant. What we do here is simply carrying out the dictates of that decision maker, the power behind the throne. And that's where you have to look to end the reign of the despot. Despot is not here in this world. It's not in our mind, in the ego. It's in the decision-making part of our mind. That's where the despot is. That's where the tyrant is. Our only need, once again, is to return to where the problem began. And that's where it will end. And if we don't return there, it will never end.